Good vach. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Chof Ches, and we're here at the bottom of Chof Zayin on the base by the two dots. We just said in the Mishnah that Tokeh L'toch HaBor L'toch HaDus, right? If you blow into a pit, so if you hear the shofar, then you're Yotze. If you hear the echo, then you're not Yotze. So Amar Rav Huna says, Elo Shanu El Lozen HaOmdim Masfas HaBor. That's only talking about the people at the outside of the pit, because then you have those two options. Aval Ozen HaOmdim BaBor, but anybody's in the pit, Yotze, his pasha says they're going to hear the sound of the shofar itself. Tanya Mihachi also learned the Braisa, Hatokea, the Sochabor, Ola Tachados, Yotza. The Braisa says that if you blow into a pit, you are Yotze. I have a ton of low Yotza, but didn't have a mission that says that you're not Yotze. So again, Elalab, Shmamina, Kidravuna must be that the split is like Ravuna, right? It depends where you're standing. If you're in the pit, then you're going to be Yotze because you can hear the sound of the shofar. If you're outside the pit, so then you're hearing the echo. And you are not Yotze, and therefore Shmamino. Ika derami lehu mirma. Some people compare these two Mishnayos and noticed the contradiction, and then answered it in the same fashion. Tanan, on the one hand, we learned in the Mishnah Tokel Tochabor El Tochados Lo Yotze. We learned on the one hand that you're not Yotze, but Tanya was on the Braisa that Yotze that you are Yotze. So Rav Huna, and then Rav Huna answered the Stira Lo Kasha Kavla Omdim. Kan la usan ha'umdim asfasabor, kan la usan ha'umdim babor, right? Just the same back and forth, just phrased differently that Rav Huna solved this contradiction. Okay. Amar Rabba, or it could be Rava, right? Because if you see over here in the Masorah Zashas, yeah, it changes it to Rava. At least Gersus HaRosh is Rava, but okay, either way. Shama Miktas Tkia Babor, if you see, hear some of the Tkia, some of the sound of the blow shofar, you hear in the pit. Miktas Tkia Asfasabor, then some of the sound you hear outside of the pit, meaning I guess you're going out of the bor. If you're going out of the pit, so if you hear half and half, meaning the implication here being that the first part of your tkiah you heard in the pit, right? So therefore you heard the shofar. Then the second part you heard out of the pit, i.e. you heard the echo. So what happened? You heard one tkiah, you had the first half was okay, and the second half was no good. So it says Rabba or Rava, Yotza, you are Yotzi. Mixes tkiah v'kodem she'al al murashachar, mixes tkiah l'achol she'al al murashachar. But let's say you have the following case, that you heard the tkiah, you started blowing shofar right by a murashachar, right? Again, that's when you're already, the mitzvah kicks in, right? Before sunrise. At sunrise, meaning if you're here to, if you started blowing before sunrise, right, again, the mitzvah shofar starts at sunrise on Rosh Hashanah. So the first part of the tkiah you heard was before sunrise. That was no good. The second part you heard was after sunrise. That was good. But here we're going to say, meaning again, you split it half and half, as opposed to when you're blowing into the pit. Here, Rava says lo yotza. So Amar Le'Abaye, Abaye says, Ma'ishna hasam debiina kulit tkiah b'chiyuv v'laka, hachana mebina kulit tkiah b'chiyuv v'laka. I understand. He says, what's the difference between the two cases, right? If you tell me you're not yotze by the time when you heard half of the shofar blow was good and half of it was not, so why do you split the psak? Why in the case of the pit, in the case of blowing before? Before Alosa Shachar, not Amuda Shachar, not Alosa, Amuda Shachar. So Gemara says, Hachiyashta, the cases are not comparable, meaning the cases are actually different. Because also, over here, you're blowing around Amuda Shachar, so Lailos Lausman Chivu Klau. Right, in terms of blowing shofar at night, that is completely insignificant. That's nothing. Right, hacha, but over here, right, I mean, you're not chayiv to hear the shofar whatsoever. But hacha, bor makom chiyuvahu, lo'osam ha'omdim b'bor. Right, but in terms of when you blow the shofar into the pit, so if you had been standing into the pit, that was man chiyuva. So you're dealing with a situation where someone can be yotze from this tkia. It just happens to be that you're leaving the pit. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Lameimra deshava Rava shama sof tkia below tchias tkia yotza." This seems to imply that Rava holds that if you hear the end of a tkia without the beginning of the tkia, you're yotze. Meaning, you don't need to hear the whole thing straight through, right? If you hear the end of it without the beginning, then you're fine. Umemela tchias tkia, and if you're telling me that that's true, so then it makes sense. The opposite makes sense as well. That tchilas tkia below sof tkia yotza. That if you hear the beginning of the tkia without the end of the tkia, that's also yotze. You're also going to be yotze. That mitzvah. The Gemara says, "Tashma, one second. I'll bring you a proof that that's not necessarily true." Taka barishonu mashach b'shnia kishtayim in biyado elachas. Let's say you want to blow two tkiyas, but you just run a long tkiyah together. Meaning you do the first into the second, i.e., you blow one really long tkiyah. So the Gemara says you only have one. The Gemara says, "Damai, tesalik lebetarti." Why can't you be yotze both? Because you heard the beginning of one tkiyah and the end of another tkiyah. So the Gemara gives the answer you probably thought of. Psuke tkiyasa mehadadi lo paskinan. Yeah, but that rule doesn't tell me that you can split a tkiyah down the middle and have it count for two. Okay, Tashma, I'll bring you another proof that this is not necessarily true. Hatokeh l'toch habor o l'toch hados o l'toch hapites. Pite, pite, pites? What is that? Is that the language you had in the Mishnah also? I'm not sure what that is. Just looking back to the Mishnah. Oh yeah, that was in the Mishnah. Okay, so it means it probably means a barrel. That's what the Mishnah is. Okay, either way, there's a quote from our Mishnah, right? Pashtus is, so that I'm not sure why that surprised me, but either way, right? Im kol shofar shama yatzav. Im kol habor havara yatz shama lo yatzav. Right? If you hear the echo, it's no good. If you hear the shofar, it is good. It's kamos zamai. Leave a betchila tchia. Right? Why, I don't understand. What's the problem with the echo? Right? Before you get an echo, there is a sound. Right? To produce an echo, there needs to be some sort of sound. So why shouldn't be yotzi with the beginning, right? With that initial sound that the shofar makes? As Gemara says, and mekamidili bev kala. Before, right, the sounds get mixed together. Squire says, Kikama Rabba, Bitokeva Ulu the Nafshe. You're right, because Rabba, when he said, in terms of this case, by blowing into a pit, we're talking about the guy himself. We're talking about the guy himself is in a pit, he blows shofar, he's walking out of the pit. The question is he Yotze without Tekiah? So then we're answering that he is. So therefore, he's the guy. What's it called? So he's the one who we're talking about. Now, why does that make a difference? So the Pashas is again for him, right? He is hearing, right, both the beginning and the end. Because he's in the pit. Right? Once he's in the pit. He's blowing the shofar, right? So that's, we say that when you're in a pit, you only hear the sound of the shofar, you don't hear the echo, the echo only goes out. And once the guy's out of the pit, so there is no echo, right? There is no echo that he's already hearing. So that guy is hearing a full blast of the shofar from beginning to end. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, well, okay, well, if that's true, right, again, that's just that he's hearing a pure shofar blow from beginning to end, so what's the difference between that and just being in shul? Right? I mean, that's not a chiddush. So Gemara says you're right. You might have thought that zimnin demavik reishi v'akati shofar babor v'karma arviv kala. No, you might have thought that on the way out, right? Sometimes he'll pick his head up, and his head will be out of the pit, but the shofar somehow, maybe his head will be angled downwards, right, and the sound will still be coming from the pit. Right? You can imagine, like, you know, if he's blowing downwards. And he's out of the pit, but the chauffeur's still in the pit, so then you could have some sort of situation where it's mixed together, so therefore, Kamash Malan, that's not true, and he is Yotze, that's Kiyas. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, says. Now, switching gears a little bit. Rabbi Yehuda says, but shofar shall ola lo yitaka. You're not allowed to blow shofar from the horn over korban ola. Now, what's going on over here? So if you look at Rashi, shal ola, right, v'talshu mechayim, right, again, you took off this horn when it was still alive, because di'ila da'acha azruka in mi'ila lo ba'urav lo ba'karnav shakol kohanim. Shakol le'kohanim. Basically, we're going to say in a second, just a spoiler for you, that you're going to be over the isra mi'ila, right? You're not allowed to use hektish and stuff that's going to be used for korbanos. So if you, again, it has to be before this ola and this korban was shechted, because after you sprinkle the blood, so then whatever's left from the korban ola goes to the kohanim, and they can do with it whatever they want. So the case here is you took a horn from a cow that's going to be a korban ola, okay, or an eel that's going to be, more accurately, right, a ram, and it's going to be a korban ola, so you're not supposed to use that for blowing shofar, because again, you're violating isur me'ila, v'im yataka yatza. But if you did so then you are yotze the mitzvah. On the other hand, right, but shofar shal shlamim, if you're using a shofar of shlamim, lo yit of a korban shlamim, that's going to be eaten, right, the ola is obviously burned, but the korban shlamim is going to be eaten, divvied up between everybody, right, so lo yitaka v'im taka lo yatza. But if you blew a shofar's a shlamim's horn, then you are not yotze. So Gemara asked the obvious question, what's going on over here? And korban ola is kodesh kadoshim. That's a highest level of sanctity for a korban. A shlamim is kachim kalim. That is a regular korban that much less serious in terms of its kedusha, and you would expect the opposite to be true. And that's what the Gemara asks. My time ola bas me'ilehi. So what's the difference? What's the reason why it's okay if you use the horn of an ola, right? By a korban ola, if it stands to be an ola, so then you use that animal that you can be chayav for me'ilah, for using hektish, and kevin demal ba nafkala lechulin. But when you use it, once you use that item, so then there's a din by me'ilah that the item now loses its sanctity and it goes out, it's a regular chulin item. So that's why once you blow the shofar, right, you shouldn't do it. It's not great. You're chayav for me'ilah, but since it goes out to me'ilah, it goes out to chulin, right, it becomes a regular non-consecrated item. So then you're allowed to use that shofar. You're allowed, but you are going to be yotzi the mitzvah. But a shlamim, there is no me'ilah by a shlamim because a shlamim is going to be eaten. It's going to be divvied up. That's right, so the lav b'nei me'ilah nehu. So that, right, it's not shayach to the isra me'ilah. So Yisuru Hudirachibu, right? Again, the Mi'ilah is something that's going to be Lagavoa, that Korban Ola goes on the Mizbeach. But here, right, the Shlomim, that gets passed out to people, that's not going to be a Chayiv for Mi'ilah. So therefore, the Lonafkila Chulin, right, the horn is not going to end up being unconsecrated, and therefore, right, you're not Yotzei the Metzah. The problem with that is that Maskev LaRava, Rava asks a sharp question. He says, one second, Amos Mal. Right, when do you violate the Isser Me'ilah? Right? Let's say you take this horn off of the ram, or falls off, whatever, and then you take it in your mouth and you blow the shofar. So when do you chayiv for the Isser Me'ilah, and when does it become non-consecrated? When does it become non-hektish? Right, lebas or the taka, only after you blow the shofar. Right, kika taka, but the moment you blow the shofar, right, be'isura taka. The horn is still kadosh, is still hektish. Right, so it doesn't go out to become non-hektish until after you're done with it. So that doesn't make any sense. And at both times, both by the shlamim and by the ola, if you use this horn to blow shofar, the moment you're using it is still going to be kadosh, still going to be hektish. So Allah Amar Rava, Rava says, rather, no. Echazev echazev lo yotza. No, regardless, if you by either one, right, you're not going to be yotze. Right, if you use the horn of either a shlamim or an ola, hadar amar. Then he thought to say echazev echazev yotze. No. You take it back. That's not going to cause you not to violate, not to be yotze the mitzvah. Why is that? Because mitzvos lav lehanes ninu, a pretty well known phrase. And mitzvos are not considered to be benefit. The Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give us mitzvos to do and to benefit. What does that have to do with anything? So the point is that if you use a hektish item to perform a mitzvah, that's not going to violate the Isra Mi'ilah. That's not going to be a problem. Because that's not, it can be considered a hana, and it's not a benefit that you're using. And therefore, again, you're going to be yotzi the mitzvah. It's not going to be a mitzvah above avera. Okay, Amar Rav, meaning again, the logic that Rav wanted to say is that it's no good because it's a mitzvah above avera. And then he said, And then he decided that Pashas is not because there's no avera here. Mitzvah, meaning Mi'ilah is only if you're going to derive some sort of physical benefit. You're going to have some sort of pleasure, some sort of anah, but mitzvahs are not like that. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says another couple of cases. If you have a shofar that was used for an animal that was used for vodah zarah, so you shouldn't use that, but if you do, then you are yotzei. But if you use a shofar for Yer Nidachas is a city that entirely or majority is worshipping a vodah zarah, it stands to be burned to the ground, no exceptions. So if you use that shofar, lo yitaka, you should not use it. V'imtaka lo yotze. If you use that, then you're not yotze. Here, my taima, what's the difference between avodah zarah and an ir nidachas? Again, ir nidachas has to be destroyed. Avodah zarah not necessarily needs to be destroyed. It depends. So you can come up with a case. Maybe it belongs to a goy or whatever. Maybe it was not part of the amim in Eretz Yisrael that the Jews were commanded to destroy. Okay. But the pashas is that ir nidachas for sure has to be destroyed, and therefore kedutei michtas shiure. If you're telling me that it has to be destroyed, it says if it's already destroyed, and therefore it's lacking a shear. Fascinating kind of halachic insight that ir nidachas, even if it hasn't been destroyed yet, if it's been judged to be an ir nidachas, it's as if it's destroyed, and then you're not going to be chayiv. You're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah because the shofar itself is considered to be crushed and destroyed. It's as if you're missing the requisite shear. Why? Right? We said the shear. If you remember, the shear of a shofar is enough that you can hold it in your hand, and then a little bit will come out at the front, and a little bit will come out at the back. So you don't have enough of a shear. You're like holding dust. It's nothing. It's not considered to be anything. Okay. Amar Rava. Rava says, Hamudar hana mechavera mutar litka lo tkesha mitzvah. Similarly, again, along the same lines of mitzvahs, lavli hanas, a mitzvah is not considered to be hana. If someone, for whatever reason, takes a netter not to benefit from his friend, so, or the other way around, so mutra lutkoa lo tkiyah shal mitzvah, he's allowed to blow shofar for him because That's not going to be considered hana. Hamudr hana mi shofar. If someone, again, similarly, if someone says, I'm not going to get hana from that ram's horn over there, mutar l'tkoa bo b'tkiya shel mitzvah, he's allowed to use it for a mitzvah because it's not considered to be hana. V'amar Rava, Rava says again, that hamudr hana mi chaveiro. Similarly, if a person says he's not going to derive benefit from his friend, so maze olav mei chatas b'yomosa geshamim. He's allowed to sprinkle on him mei chatas, right, to purify him, right, the paraduma waters to sprinkle up to purify him. But that's only b'yomosa geshamim. That's only in the winter. Avalov b'yomosa chab, but not in the summer, because then Pasha says he's also benefiting, right? He's enjoying the sprinkling of the water. It keeps him cool. Hamudur hanami mayan. So similar, and furthermore, if for whatever reason a person says I'm not going to get enough from that river, tovo bo tefillah shel mitzvah, person, if he has a mitzvah or she has a mitzvah to go to the mikvah, so then he can use that river, because again, mitzvah lav lehenas minenu, and that's again also only b'mosek yishon, that's only in the winter, avalo b'mosek chama, but not in the summer, because he's going to be benefiting from that tefillah. Okay, fine. Now, switching gears. Again, if you remember, mitzvahs, we had said in the Mishnah that if you walk behind the shul, and they're blowing shofar, or they're reading the Megillah, so if you had kavana, then you're yotze, but if not, you're not yotze. So on that topic, the rest of the daf will be discussing mitzvos, whether you need kavana for mitzvos. When you need to have kavana to be yotze in mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Sholchu le la'avua de Shmuel. That's the following question. Kafu v'chol matzah yotze. If a person got forced to eat matzah, he yotze. He is yotze the mitzvah. The question is, kafuman, who is that? Who is doing the forcing here? Ilema kafu shade. If you're telling me that a demon forced him, i.e. had some sort of fit of madness, the demon possessed him or whatever, and again, I love how the Gemara just throws these things out, right? Okay. According to most commentaries, that shadim are a real thing. According to Rambam, shadim are not a real thing, and whenever it says a shade, it means some sort of illness, so that would be, let's say, over here, like a fit of madness or whatever. As you'll see, the Hemshech of the Gemara makes a lot of sense, even though there are other Gemaras that don't fit so well with the Rambam's Shita. But okay, either way, let's say if a demon possessed him and forced him to eat the matzah, if a person is sometimes crazy and sometimes not crazy, when he's healthy, so then he's like a normal person for anything, and when he's nuts, so then he's crazy. So I mean, he's considered to be a shoita. So if you're telling me that he ate matzah when he was a shoita, so he's not yotzei the mitzvah. He was a maniac. He's not halachic das. Samar Ravashi. Ravashi says shekafu parsiim. It must be when goyim, when Persians forced him to eat matzah, then you're going to be yotzei in that scenario, right? If they stuffed it down your throat. There's a beautiful, beautiful point of, I think this is a chart. I forget who did I see it by. Or something. I forget exactly where I saw it. But why does it say Persians? It says because it's very sharp. I mean, you have to know all of Shas to make these points. But like, because it says, the Gemara Bracha says that Persians used to eat lying down. And what do you? And one of the chiyuvim for matzah is you have to eat when you're doing a seba, when you're leaning. So that's how the Persians used to eat. So Dafke chose Persians to say, they forced you to eat the way they used to eat, so then you're yotzei the mitzvah. But if you didn't do a seba, right, we paskan, then you have to eat again. So, okay, anyway, very sharp kasha. Anyway, sharp comment. Viter. Amar Rava, Rava says, Zos Shomeres Hatukei L'Shir Yotza. Apparently this means, again, if you're telling me that if someone forced you to do the mitzvah, or they force you to eat matzah, you're yotzei. So if someone blows shofar just to, you know, to sing for a song, so then you're going to be yotzei. So he says, well, pshita, hainuach. Well, yeah, that's exactly the same thing. So why would, that's obvious. So he says, ma'adatema, you might have thought, no, there's a difference, because hasam, be matzah, achol matzah amar rachmana v'ha'achol. Now, the pasuk says, you have a commandment to eat matzah. And sure enough, you did that, right? You may have stuffed it down your throat, but you did ingest matzah. Avol hachol, but over here, Zichron Shuruksiv. The pasuk says you have to have a remembrance when you blow a shofar. But here he's just messing around, right? He has no intention, right, to have a remembrance of a trua whatsoever. So therefore, Kamash Malan teaches us that is true. That Rashi, if you look at Rashi, Dafogav the Misazaku, even though he's doing something else, so Yotze, he's still Yotze. Demitzos Ein Srichos Kavana. Let's go to the Kozik. According to Rava, mitzvos do not require kavana. Alma k'zava Rava, right? Mitzvos ain't tzrichos kavana, as we just pointed out. Apparently, Rava holds that mitzvos do not require kavana. Esvei, hold on 1 second. I ask you a question. We'll get to the question from our Mishnah, right? But first, another question. Hayakora b'Torah ve'gi is ma'am mikra. If you're reading Torah in the Chumash and it becomes time to say Kriyashma, m'kivin li bo yotza v'im lav lo yotza. If you have intent, right, then you're Yotze. If not, then you're not Yotze. So that seems to come, you know, fly in the face of what we just said in the name of Rava. My love, Kivin Libel Lotze, doesn't that mean to say that you need to have Kavana to be Yotze the Mitzvah? So the law of Likros. No, it's saying that you have to have intent to be reading. You have to make sure you have to have intent to read. So the Gemara says, Likros, what do you mean? He has intention to read. Hagakari, he's reading. What do you mean? Hayakari Batorah. He said the Mishnah says. Wait, he's reading the Torah. What do you mean? So the Gemara says, you're right. Bekore Lehegia, he's coming to read to fix it. So he's not reading really well. He's like kind of scanning it with his eyes. He's reading it a little bit. So in that scenario, if you have kavana to read it out loud and make sure you don't miss a word, so then you're Yotze Kriyashma. That's how Rava would understand that Mishnah. Tashma to bring another proof. And then this is already our case, right? Hay over the Chari Beza Knesses, Oshaya Beso, Samach Beza Knesses. If you're walking by in Shul, or your house is right next to Shul, Vishama called Shofar or called Megillah, and you hear them blowing Shofar or reading the Megillah, and Kivin Libo Yotza, Vimlav Lo Yotza. If you had kavana, then you're Yotze. If you didn't, then you're not. So my love him, Kivin Libo Lotzeis, doesn't that mean that you have to have Kavana to be able to the Mitzvah? Gemara says, Lo, the Shmoa. No, you have to have intention to hear. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Same question they asked a second ago. The Shmoa, Fashama, what do you mean? It says he heard it. What do you mean he needs to have Kavana to hear it? The Mishnah says he heard it. So Gemara says, Savar Chavamor Ba'almahu. No, because what it means is you have to think about and have Kavana to hear a shofar. He thought, right, the first sound he heard, he thought it was maybe some sort of donkey making some noise. So once he has intention to hear and he realizes it's a shofar, so then he can be Yotze the Mitzvah. Yes, we have another question that we can ask on Rava's concept that mitzvos ain't Srichos Kavana. Niskavin Shomea Velo Niskavin Mashmia. Let's say the guy hearing the shofar had a kavana to be Yotze, but the guy blowing the shofar did not have kavana to be Yotze him. Well, Mashmia Velo Niskavin, or the other way around. Or Mashmia Velo Niskavin Shomea, or the guy blowing shofar had kavana, but the guy hearing shofar did not have kavana. Lo yotza, you're not yotze. Achi iskavin shomea umashmia. You have to have, both of them have to have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. So the Gemara says bishlam and iskavin mashmia velo iskavin shomea. I understand the case. You can understand the case where someone, the guy blowing shofar had kavana, but the guy listening did not have kavana. Kasavra chomer ba'almahu, because he thought, right, it was a donkey. Elan iskavin shomea velo iskavin mashmia. But if, what's it called? If the guy was listening, had kavana, but the guy was blowing, did not have kavana, what case is that? Isn't that talking about a case where he's blowing for a song, and you're telling me that he's not Yotze? Well, you tell me that he is Yotze, right? We said that if you blow the shofar for a song, you are Yotze. So Gemara says, you're right. But, Dilma deka minabech navuchi. Could be also similar that he was trying to make these sounds, right? Just not really to blow for a song, he was just trying to bark out some sounds. He actually did, blow the shofar required lengths, etc., etc. So in that case, that's not going to be Yotze. But if he was blowing for a shear, so then he was Yotze. That we can hold that he people are Yotze. Amalei Abaye, Abaye says to Rava again. He tells me that mitzvahs ain't sirchus kavana el meyata. If that's true, so hayashim b'shmini b'sukkah yilke. If someone sleeps in the sukkah on the eighth day in Shmini Atzeres, so he should get malchus, yeah, because he's violating baltosif. You can't add on to mitzvahs, right? You're not allowed to add on to mitzvahs. That's a pasuk, a couple of pasukim actually in Sefer Tvarim. So again, if you tell me that you don't have to have kavana to be able to say a mitzvah, so if you just happen to sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, you should be chayev malchus for baltosif. So again, just to be clear, right, there's a difference in terms of minhagim, in terms of eating in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Right, in Chutz La'aretz, people eat in the sukkah very often. Right? Not everybody, but there definitely is a minhag. In Eretz Yisrael, nobody eats in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. But again, if you're going to sleep in the sukkah, show the mamas there's some sort of kviyas there. Right, they're going to be over at Baal Tosif. So Amarlo, he said to him, Shani Omer, mitzvahs eino over alehen elibiz manam. He says, Rava said back to him, you're right. But you're only going to be chayev, I only hold that you're going to be adding on to mitzvos if you're doing it at the proper time. Meaning if you sleep in the sukkah on the third night of Hanukkah, that's not baltosif, right? That's not adding on to the mitzvah. So too, over here, right, if you sleep in the sukkah on the Shemina Teres, right, that's not considered to be doing the mitzvah. You're not going to violate baltosif because it's not the proper time to sleep in the sukkah. Right? Again, the machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban, by Baal Tosef is what Warren's mentioning. Right? Rashi says that anytime you have an example of Baal Tosef that you shouldn't add on to mitzvos, so Rashi writes that, I think in Rashi on Chumash, you're not allowed to add on to existing mitzvahs. You shouldn't have five minim on sukkahs. You shouldn't have five parshiyos in your tefillin. Ramban says, no, that Baal Tosef means you shouldn't make up anything. You shouldn't make up an extra mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to wear blue on Tuesdays. You think that's a mitzvah, that's an iser of Baal Tosef. Okay, either way, just chayav to mention. Either way, now, if you're telling me that mitzvahs in over alei and el bezmanan, that the only time you're going to be violate a mitzvah, meaning that for Baal Tosef, if it's shayach to perform the mitzvah at the time, so that's a problem. Because Masav Rav Hashem Bar Abba said, "Minayin lekoyin she'ol duchin shelo yomar hol v'nasa li Torah Rishos Levarich as Yisrael Osiv Bracha Achaz Mishali." So how do you know that when a kohen goes up to duchin, he shouldn't add his own bracha? That since Hashem gave him possibility to bless Am Yisrael, right, so I'm going to add my own. Right? You go, for example, like Hashem Elokei Oseichem Yosef Aleichem. Right? Hashem should add on to you. How do I know you shouldn't do that? So Tamalom Lo Sosiv Ala Davar. You shouldn't add on to whatever I told you to do. I have a hacha, but over here, right? Kevin Devarecha Lei. Once the Kohen is done saying Birkas Kohanim, once he's done making the bracha, so Avri Leizmane, the time to make the bracha, time to say the bracha is over, right? And then you'll tell me if he adds on another bracha at the end, then he's going to violate the Isser of Baal Tosef. So the Gemara Mini says, some over here, why wouldn't you violate the Isser of Baal Tosef if you've stopped in the circle on Shemini Atzeres? Right? You're telling me over here that a Kohen who adds a fourth bracha to Birkas Kohanim, right, after he's done with the brachos, after he's done with the first three, right, he's finished. But he's still going to violate Baal Tosef. What's going on? So Gemara says, "Ach, my askinon, what's the case?" But the lo siim. No, the case is he added the bracha in the middle. Right, he didn't finish the brachos yet. I vatanya siim. But then the Braisa says he finished. So Gemara says, "You're right. Okay, siim bracha achas. Really, he finished one bracha. I vatanya siim kol brachos though." But the Braisa, did the Braisa say that? Maybe it's another Braisa. Okay. Another Braisa says that he finished all of the brachos. So he's adding on a fourth one. So Gemara says, you're right. Shiny hacha, that's different. Why? Because if he had another opportunity, let's say he's walking home from shul, and then there's another shul up to Birkas Kohanim. Right? I down by the Kotel today. We were by the Kotel on Shabbos. So you have that all the time. Right? You have one minion finishes Birkas Kohanim, Kohen leaves, right? He's walking out. There's another minion also of Birkas Kohanim. So if that's the case, so Adam Mavarech, he could get up there theoretically, right, and give another bracha. So Kuli Yom is Manehu. So therefore, we assume that the entire day is the Zman, meaning it's the entire day. It's possible for him to do Birkas Kohanim. So therefore, if he would add his own bracha, that's considered to be adding another bracha at the Zman of Birkas Kohanim. But on Shmini Atzeres, right, nobody sits in the Zman. It's not a mitzvah. Shmini Atzeres is Bechal Mav Shayach to the mitzvah of sleeping in the sukkah, and therefore it wouldn't be Baal Tosef. When we're not Tamra, now how does Rava know this? That the whole day is Shayach to be called Birkas Kohanim, meaning a time to do Birkas Kohanim. So this is going to be a long proof, but we'll get to it at the end. The Tana is related to the Mishnah. Hanitzin Matana Achas, Nisha'arvnu Benitzin Matana Achas. Before we get to this, different korbanos have different chiyuvim for sprinkling. Right? Some korbanos need to be sprinkled once. And some bechoros need to be sprinkled all over. You'll see it. Well, there are others, but let's say in our specifically over here, some korbanos need to be sprinkled once on the mizbeach, and some need to be sprinkled four times. It's twice. It's not four times. It's four places, which is really on one corner and another corner, which is you get both sides of the mizbeach. So sometimes, as you'll see in a second. Like the kachim kalim, like a bechor or whatever. So you just sprinkle one on one side of the mizbeach, and let's say an ola, for example, which is a kachim. It's not a good split. I shouldn't split a kachim kalim, kachim kadosh, which is not true. So whatever. But either way, some korbanos require you to sprinkle blood on one side of the mizbeach, and some korbanos require you to sprinkle on four sides. So anyway, let's say you for some reason somehow the blood of both of those kinds of korbanos got mixed together. Where you have a klishares with blood from a one sprinkle korban and klishares with a blood from a four sprinkle korban. So now what do you do with the blood? because Mimonav Shachin, we messed over. Because if you sprinkle the one sprinkle korban four times, so that's Bal Tosef, then you're adding on. If you sprinkle the four sprinkle korban once, then it's Bal Tigra. That's deleting or removing mitzvos. Right? Those are two obs, right? That's two different sides of the same coin. So you're kind of stuck. So we have a machlokas about that. So that's says the Mishnah. It's not. Anitin b'matana achas. Mishin is arbu b'nitin matana achas. Let's say you get two one sprinkle korbanos mixed together. So then, obviously, inasnu matana achas. Then you just sprinkle right the klisharis once on one side of the mizbeach. Matan arba b'matan arba. Similarly, if you mix the blood, if you get that confused with two korbanos that require four sprinklings, so obviously then you just sprinkle all of them right twice, right on each corner, meaning on all four sides. So not on each corner, on two corners, which is on all four sides. Yinasnu b'matan arba. The real problem is that matan arba b'matan achas. Let's say again, as I mentioned, let's say you mix, let's say a korban ola with a bechor, right? A korban ola you need to sprinkle on all four sides, and a bechor you need to sprinkle on one side. So what do? Sas machlokas. Rabbi Elazar Omer yitznu b'matan arba. Rabbi Elazar says you sprinkle it on four sides of the mizbeach. Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Rabbi Yeshua says you don't know. B'matan achas, you do once. Amalo Rabbi Elazar says one second. Hare over Bal Tigra, right? One second. If you only sprinkle it once, right, then you're going to violate Bal Tigra that you're subtracting mitzvos. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua said back to him. Hare over Bal Tosef. What do you mean? If you sprinkle it four times, you're going to violate the issue of adding mitzvos. And now, obviously, they have to say their positions. So you know, Amalo Rabbi Elazar says lo nemar Bal Tosef elikshu ba'atzmo. So Rabbi Elazar says the issue of Bal Tosef is only when you're doing it by yourself. Meaning you don't have another consideration, right? Meaning, for example, Bal Tosef would be if you took a one sprinkle korban and sprinkled it four times, that would be usher. But when it's mixed, so then it's okay. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua said, obviously the opposite logic also holds. Lo nemar Bal Tigra elik shu ba'atzmo. He only said you're not allowed to take away mitzvos if you're doing that by itself. Meaning, if you have a four sprinkle korban and you only sprinkle it once, so that would be Bal Tigra. But if it's mixed, then it is fine. V'od Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said also that Shalom Atata, and if you didn't do all four of them, meaning the Avarta Abal Tigra, right, you're violating the Isser of Bal Tigra, below us is a Maiti Adecha. But you didn't do a Maisa, meaning it's better to do something B'Shev El Tase, that you didn't actually violate something, you just refrained from not doing an action. Like Shinasata, but if you do four sprinklings, Avarta Bal Tosef, Venasisa Maisa Yadecha, but if you do four sprinklings, then you violated Bal Tosef, and you did a Maisa. Meaning, if you're going to violate one either way, says Rabbi Yeshua, you might as well be Shev Al Tasa, meaning not actively do an action, as opposed to doing a Maisa, Bekum Vaseh, in terms of going out, going and doing a Maisa, that is worse. It's better to be passive and violated Nisr, than to be active and violated Nisr. Now, what does this have to do with Rava? Again, Rava, who had said that you can, if a mitzvah is being done all day, so then it's considered to be Zman mitzvah, meaning if it's theoretically possible to do a mitzvah all day, like Birkas Kohanim, so that's considered to be the Zman of the mitzvah, even if he's not doing it. V'ahacha, over here, came into Yoiv le'matana b'b'chor, avar le'zmane. One second. Once you sprinkle once, right, for the blood of the Bechor, i.e. the blood of the one sprinkle korban, so avar le'zmane, right, the time is finished, right, that korban is done, right, but v'katani avar mishal Bal Tosef, but here we're talking about that you're going to violate Bal Tosef, even though that korban's finished, right, the sprinkling is done, right, la mishum darmina, isn't that because we say, kevin di ilu misrami le buchra achrina, hader mazeh mineh, isn't that because we're saying that if there would be another Bechor that would be ready to be sprinkled, you would sprinkle the blood. So therefore, kul yom izmane, it must be, right, that it's shayach to bring korbanos all day, and therefore, even though this specific korban, this specific mitzvah is finished, since it's still possible to do this mitzvah again, if another possibility would arise, so then it must be that the whole day is considered to be the zman of the korban, of the mitzvah. So, so too by Birkas Kohanim, just like the Kohen can leave, right? He could do another Birkas Kohanim if he had another minion. So too, that's considered to be the zman of the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, "Mimai." Well, the one problem is that how do you know that that's Rabbi Yeshua holds, right? Meaning we're talking within Rabbi Yeshua Shita, and he said if you do, if you sprinkle once, right, you might violate Baltosa if you sprinkle it again. Well, how do you know that that's true? Dilma Kasav Rabbi Yeshua mitzvahs over Elayim afilu shel bizmanam. And maybe Rabbi Yeshua does not hold that you need to violate the mitzvah when it's zman mitzvah. Maybe he holds you can violate the aser of baltosif even after it's the zman for the mitzvah. So Kumar says, "Ana hat kamrinas." No, this is what we really meaning. This is the point. This is the point we're trying to say. That Rav Shemar bar Abba, my time was shavik masnisin. When Rav Shemar bar Abba asked the kasha on Rava, right? Rava had said that mitzvahs lav not lav lehenos nina. That was earlier. Mitzvahs ein tzirkos kavana, right? And Rav Shemar bar Abba said, "What are you talking about? Right? What are you talking about? That a kohen who gets up there, right? He's not allowed to add a bracha on his own." So Rava said back to him, right? Because it's still his man mitzvah. So why did Rav Shemar bar Abba ask the question from the kohen, right? Rav, my time a shavik masnisin umosi mibraisa. Why did he get rid of the Mishnah? Meaning, ask the kasha from our Mishnah, right? That because not our Mishnah, from this Mishnah, from the Mishnah of the Bechor, right? Why didn't you, better to ask a kasha on some of the Shita from a Mishnah than a Braisa, right? Rav Shemar bar Abba brought the kasha of the Braisa about the Kohen. Why didn't you just ask from this Mishnah about a Bechor, that again, according to Yeshua is saying that you violate that you're going to violate Baal Tosef. So Masnisin, my time below Mosif. Why didn't he bring a kasha from the Mishnah? Came with Yisra, the Yilu, Mishrami, the Bukhra, Chuina, right? Boy, Mazim, and Ekul Yomim, Zmanehu, right? So again, maybe if you're telling me that the reason he didn't want to quote the Mishnah is because the entire day, right, is his man, where you can bring more korbanos, and therefore the entire day is his man for the mitzvah. So, Brysonami, the same problem with that Rav Shemar bar Abba seemingly had with the Mishnah also exists by the Braisa, right? Came in the Eve, Misrami, Tzibur, Echrina, Hadar, Bavar, Echulia, Mizmane. Meaning, the question we wanted to ask was on Rav Shemar bar Abba, why did he choose the Braisa over the Mishnah? They seem to have the same problem, meaning that Rava theoretically could answer the same for both. So, Rav Shemar bar Abba, Hasam, Lo, Sagi, Dil, Yoiv. So he says, because the Mishnah, why did Rav Shemar bar Abba ask this question from the Braisa, not the Mishnah? Because by the Mishnah, it's definitely going to happen. I mean, there's definitely going to be more bechors that are brought during that day. I mean, it's not impossible, but it's unlikely. And if theoretically, right, a bechor will be brought to the Beis Hamikdash, she'd have no choice to sprinkle it because we're not going to just leave the blood sprinkling around. But hacha over here by Bekas Kohanim, Iboyim Mevarech, Iboyim Lo Mevarech, the Kohen doesn't have a chiyuv to go do Birkas Kohanim. Right, he could just leave. Right? Plenty of Kohanim do duchening at their Mishnah, at their minion, and then they just leave. Right? They don't just hang around and bounce from minion to minion to keep on doing Birkas Kohanim. But by the Kohen in the Beis Hamikdash, by the Bechor, so he has to stick around and sprinkle all the blood of the Kohen, of the Bechor, of however many Bechors are brought that day. So that's why he felt it was a better kasha. So Rava then just comes around and not adds on, but kind of clarifies, right, that let's say low boy kavana. So meaning, so now we're still stuck with the kasha on Rava. Rava tells me, right, that mitzvah ain't shiras kavana. But according to Abaye, my Abaye said, well, therefore, if you sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, right, you're going to be violating Baal Tosif. So Rava just clarifies and he says, let's say it's low by kavana. To be yotze the mitzvah in a chinami. To be yotze the mitzvah, to listen to the shofar from Megillah, etc., you don't have to have kavana. But lavor, but to violate an iser, to violate Baal Tosif, to add on to a mitzvah, that requires kavana. You have to intentionally be adding on to a mitzvah to violate the iser of Baal Tosif and Baal Tigra. I have a matan damin Rabbi Yeshua de lavor of low by kavana. But one second. According to Rabbi Yeshua, right, when you're sprinkling the blood of the one sprinkle of korban more than once, right? Lo by kavana, we're talking about violating Baal Tosef, but there's no intent to violate Baal Tosef. He's intending to sprinkle the blood, yes, but he's intending to sprinkle the blood of the four sprinkle korban, not of the one sprinkle korban. So Allah Marava, Sarava says you're right. Enechanami. Let's say it's lo by kavana, so that's fine, right? To be yotze mitzvah, you don't require kavana. Lavor, to be violated mitzvah, to violate Baal Tosef. Bizmano lo boy kavana, shalom bizmano boy kavana. If it's the time to perform that mitzvah, then you don't need to require kavana, then you don't need to have kavana, and you're going to violate Baal Tosef. And that's how Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua could say that you'd violate Baal Tosef for sprinkling the blood of a one sprinkled korban multiple times, because the entire day is zman mitzvah, is shaykh to do the mitzvah. But on Shmini Atzeres, shalom is mano, if it's not the time to perform the mitzvah, so then boy kavana, then you would need intent to violate the mitzvah, and that's why you're not going to violate Baal Tosef if you sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, according to Rava. Just to finish off before we close the Gemara, the way we paskin, if I'm not mistaken, is that by Dioraisa mitzvos boik mitzvos trichos kavana, and the Rabbanans ain trichos kavana. That if you're dealing with a mitzvah Dioraisa, you really should have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah. But by the Rabbanans, you'd be yotze even without kavana. If I'm not mistaken, that is how we paskin. Okay, shkoyach rabosu. We'll go back to the Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.